Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Friday morning, January the 14th, 2011. I want to talk a little bit about solutions. You know, there will always be those who view problems and opportunities and obstacles as unsolvable. I mean, at least for them anyway. In other words, there's nothing that they can do about it. To them, it's simply unsolvable or impossible. But there are others who take the opposite point of view. Their focus in life is on possibilities and solutions. They're problem solvers. They live with an attitude of, well, there just has to be a way. You know, I can still remember, it was July the 20th, 1969, when Neil Armstrong stepped out on the surface of the moon. He looked up and saw Earth. You know, on that mission, two human beings, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, spent time on the surface of the moon. Now, I know, of course, today that doesn't sound like such a big deal, does it? Just like flying an airplane from one end of the country today, that's no big deal. Thousands of people do it every single day, but at one time, it seemed impossible and unsolvable for a human being to fly. And you know, many times in our lives, we're faced with challenges. Those with a positive attitude address those problems as great opportunities for success. You know, almost all of the seeing population on Earth would never even consider climbing Mount Everest. Yet Eric Weihenmayer, a blind man, did just that. And you know something? Eric has also climbed the highest peaks on all of the other six continents as well. A blind man. Now, you and I may never climb Mount Everest, and we may never walk on the moon, but perhaps remembering those and other seemingly impossible tasks when we're faced with challenges could be inspiring. You know, many times, remembering great accomplishments that seemed impossible are not only inspiring, but they tend to make our problems look a little bit smaller and solvable. There has to be a solution. There has to be a way. How about you with the things you're facing right now in your life? Is there a solution? Or is it hopeless? Should you just settle and say, well, this is what's meant to be? I'll tell you what's meant to be. The promises of God. That's what's meant to be for your life. You know, if you've read some of the Bible, then you know that God is in the solution business. How many times we read of God coming up with solutions that no one would have ever even thought about? I mean, who would have ever conceived the idea of parting the Red Sea to such a degree that they walked on dry ground? Hey, how about a rock taking out Goliath? A rock? Are you kidding me? You see, God is in the solution business because He wants to help you and me. He wants our lives to be blessed and fulfilled. And He is not only able, but He is willing. And in the next podcast, I'm going to talk about that. Just remember that He can and He will help you. Well, that's it for this podcast. If you have a comment, go ahead and type it in down below. If you're receiving this post by way of email, you'll need to click on the title if you want your comment to appear on the blog. And don't forget, if you're a subscriber to this blog, well, you don't have to bookmark the site or check and see if I posted something new, because you'll be notified personally every time something new is posted. And it doesn't cost you anything to subscribe to the blog. That's free. And as my way of saying thank you for subscribing to the blog, I'll give you a free lifetime subscription to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great weekend.